You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Mindbender today is something that these kids witness going on up in the front seat, okay? Here's your Mindbender. 39% of couples argue about this in the car. So you 7 to 17-year-olds, what do you think couples are arguing about in the car?
Okay.
You may have witnessed it. Everybody's deep in thought.
I have no idea. I hate it when my mind goes blank like this.
39% of...
Does that happen a lot?
Okay,
I was waiting for it.
I bit my tongue. You were so nice to me yesterday that I'm trying to be nice to you
today.
Happens
all the time, doesn't it?
Go ahead.
You were above and beyond nice to me yesterday, so for the rest of this week...
I'm going to be nice to you. Thank you for that.
I only got like one shot in about your mom this morning, and that's
it.
Otherwise...
That one was well-deserved.
39% of couples argue about this in the car. Now, here's our phone number. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You must be between the ages of 7 and 17. Jeremy, you're first. What are these couples arguing about in the car?
I have no idea, because there's so many obvious guesses.
Maybe
you know?
Maybe it is obvious.
They are arguing about the route that they're taking. There's a quicker way, you know. You're going the wrong way. Yeah.
Why are you groaning?
Meh.
Josh?
They're arguing about what the other is wearing. They didn't like the outfit.
I hate your pants.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
Well, I hate your shirt. All right.
Okay.
Pants. All right, kids.
So now the phones are open.
Oh, my God. Look at them come in already.
303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. Here's the thing. If it's busy, just wait a few moments and then try back. Keep trying until you get through.
Big day for our kiddo that wins. You're going to win a four season passes to Elitch's.
Oh, dang.
Park is opening April 29th, celebrating over 130 years of fun.
Wow.
The best value for family fun is a 2023 Elitch Garden season pass. If you don't win them today, $74.99 includes free parking, 3 free tickets for friends, free concerts, free dive-in movies, and much more. You can get those season passes and your daily tickets, elitchgardens.com. That's what the kids will get. And then parents, we're going to give you something too, a pair of tickets to see Dermont Kennedy Monday, May 15th at Red Rocks.
Look at that.
So we'll send you out for a little live music action.
And can I just say thank you again to the wonderful people at Elitch Gardens, because they come through so many times for Big Brains in the Backseat.
A lot.
They have been a terrific partner through the years, so salute to them.
Perfect, perfect.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much, Elitch's.
Are you ready for the phones?
I love this, yes.
Okay, here we go.
This is the cutest thing.
First time up is Chuck, who's 12 years old. Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Chuck!
12. Where do you go to school? Chuck. Talk.
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
So far, so...
Blessed Miguel Pro.
I wonder why there's such a big delay. I asked the question, he waits 10 seconds to answer. Is your radio turned up? Turn your radio all the way down.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
That's better, Chuck. Whew,
I'm going to start this all over again.
You're not driving.
Yeah, no kidding. Where do you go to school? Say it again.
Blessed Miguel Pro.
Good. Never heard of it.
All right, let's get to it. It's a newer school?
Okay,
newer
I thought school. So, yeah.
All right, so does it smell new still?
It's got that new school smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't smell like gym shorts yet or anything?
No.
Chuck, 39% of couples argue about this in the car. What is it?
How fast they're going on the road. If they're following the speed limit.
Yeah. Slow down.
Do your mom or dad, do they speed?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. If we need to get somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're late for school. Oh. Yeah.
You know, that's not the winning answer, but that's a really good try, okay?
Dang it.
I know, but thank you for calling.
Bye, Chuck.
See ya.
Bye-bye. He was 12. Brooklyn is 7. I'm not going to lie. I love the name Brooklyn so much. So, beautiful name. Where do you go to school, Brooklyn?
I go to Quest.
Quest. Oh.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Gilmer.
Oh, that's cool. So what are these couples arguing about in the car, Brooklyn?
Which direction to go?
That was Jeremy's
It was,
answer.
Yeah. There's
that was
always
Jeremy's
a, there's
answer.
There's always a faster way, Brooklyn. Little
yeah.
Brooklyn pants.
Oh, man. The thing is
that right?
I hate to play the buzzer for Brooklyn, but I have to for Jeremy. He didn't get it. Brooklyn, that's not right.
We're both out, kiddo.
But thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the best. Also, age 7 is Elliot. Elliot, where do you go to school?
Littleton Prep.
Littleton Prep. What's your favorite class?
History.
History?
Did you say history? Yeah.
You said reading.
Reading class.
That's a good choice right there,
that's
Elliot.
That's right. Learn a lot.
Elliot, 39% of couples argue about this in the car. What are they arguing about?
Where to eat.
Where to eat.
That's a good one.
Where's your favorite place to go eat?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Yum. That's a good choice, Elliot.
Oh, parents from the West Coast, obviously. You know, that's a great guess, Elliot. That's not right, but thank you for calling, and I hope you have a good day at school, okay?
This okay. is where we say bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Everyone who's on hold, turn your radio all the way down. I know you want to listen. We will do a podcast for you. So
turn the mind bender music down just
right.
a little.
All
These
right,
kids are so soft spoken.
There we go. Is this Lila? Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Lila's 11, and where do you go to school?
I go to Aspen Ridge.
Oh, lovely! Very nice.
What's your favorite subject in school right now?
Probably reading.
Another reader. Good.
Love that. I'm so glad.
Good.
What do you want to do with your life, Lila? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know.
Good answer. That's a fair answer.
Try everything, little Lila.
That's right. Experiment.
Yep.
All right, so what are they arguing about in the car?
What temperature the car is.
Oh, does that go on a lot in your car?
Sort of, yeah.
Kind of?
Sort of,
is your mom always cold?
Yeah.
Yep. I had a hunch.
You know, that's not it. But that's a really good effort, okay?
Oh, darn it.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Lila.
Bye.
Bye.
Best. Here's Eli, who is 8 years old. Eli, where do you go to school?
Mead Elementary.
That's good.
Oh, Mead, that's good.
Who's the coolest teacher at that school?
Mrs. Pelletier.
She's the coolest teacher?
What does she teach?
Mm-hmm. She teaches third grade.
Mm-hmm. What makes her so cool?
She's really nice.
Oh, that's good.
It's good to have a nice teacher.
She's never made you stay after class or anything like that?
Nope.
It's because he's a good kid.
He behaves himself.
That's right.
Eli, what are these couples arguing about in the car?
Where to go to the gas station.
Which one? Where to go?
Yep. If you know how much it costs to fill up a car with gas, Eli, take a guess.
60
bucks?
Yeah, depends on the car.
Probably about right for a lot of cars. Jeremy's car, that'd give him about a quarter of a tank.
Yeah, I got a big truck, Eli.
Eli, that's not the winning answer, but that's a good try, my friend.
Okay, thanks, boys.
Thank you, Eli. Have a good
See
day
you
at
later,
school,
Eli.
Man. Thanks, boys. Save that one, will you? Speaking of trucks, I'm driving a gigantic truck for review this week.
Yeah.
And I had to send Jeremy a picture yesterday because I was on the highway. I glanced down and it's showing me the miles per gallon that I'm getting digitally. 8.5.
It's got a big engine in that GMC that
you people
driving.
Are killing the planet.
Does it have the 6.2 liter? That was my reply back.
Got about a 15 liter.
It's a big truck, man.
Here's Shayla. Shayla's 10 years old. And Shayla, where do you go to school?
I go to school to Beach Court Elementary.
That's really good.
That sounds fancy.
And what are you gonna end up doing, you think, when you're an adult?
I don't really know.
Good. I'm telling you, that's a good answer.
Do they do hot lunch at your school?
Yeah, you can also bring your own lunch.
What's your favorite hot lunch that the cafeteria people make?
Pizza.
Pizza. I don't know because I usually bring my own lunch.
What do you got for lunch today?
I don't really know. My mom packs it for me.
So it's a surprise.
Okay.
Is there things that mom packs that you just can't stand?
Sure there is.
That you don't like? You open up your little lunch till and you're like, oh, mom, you're the worst.
Well, what's the worst thing your mom puts in there?
I don't kind of like it when she puts bananas.
You don't like
the
bananas.
You don't like the banana.
Because they're squishy or something?
Tell her to knock it off.
Yeah.
Is she with you right now?
No.
Darn it.
Okay. All right. Shayla, what's the winning answer to the mind bender?
I think the winning answer is when adults fight over which music to pick.
Oh,
on the radio.
That's a good guess.
Oh, do your parents agree on the music?
Huh?
Do your parents agree on the music, or do they fight over that?
No, they agree.
Well, that's good. They just love Dom and Jeremy in the morning, right?
Yeah, they do. They listen every day.
That's so
good. You have smart parents.
Yeah, you've got great parents, okay? Hold on to them. Don't go change into some other parents, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You know, your answer is wonderful, but it's not right.
Oh, no.
But I'm glad you called.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, yeah. Shayla. Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. 10 years old.
Cute.
Love her. Now, I remember I just said a little while ago that this is for 7 to 17-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it really should just be like 7 to 14-year-olds because we never get any 15, 16, 17-year-olds ever. And I know we hear from people that are like, oh, it's because they don't start school till later. Yeah, there's plenty of them listening.
They're still up.
It's cool when you're 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. When you're 16, 17, it's not cool. And then it becomes cool again when you're 19, 20.
Right.
So it's like, what's that called, a bell curve?
Yeah.
This is in the no cool zone right now.
Who's next?
Hayden. Hi, Hayden. Good morning.
Hi.
Hayden is 9, and where do you go to school?
Timberline Elementary School.
Timberline Elementary School.
What's your mascot? What's the mascot? The Timberline what?
It's a werewolf.
Werewolf?
A timber wolf.
That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
That's
tough.
I like the way you just said they're werewolves, though. Wouldn't that be a better mascot to have a werewolf?
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. What if a bunch of schools, like some had werewolves, some had the mummy.
Like Frankenstein.
Some were Frankenstein, some were Dracula.
Or Spider-Man.
Yes. Why don't schools do that, Hayden? Man.
I do not know.
I don't either.
It's crazy, Hayden.
Do you have an idea of something you'd like to do when you're an adult?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm all ears.
I like engineering, so I'd like to be an architect.
Oh, my God, Hayden. I wanted to be an architect when I was in school, too.
That's a great career.
Real, it's the truth.
You keep studying hard and do that, okay?
Yeah.
You'll make a lot of money.
What do you want to design more than anything?
I'd like to design houses.
Oh, that's what I wanted to do.
Are you doing that now with, like, Legos or anything? Are you practicing?
Yeah, I have a Lego city, and for Christmas, I got an architect book.
You did?
Did you? Lucky.
I need you guys to text me that book so I can go get it too, okay?
Okay.
I feel like I'm talking to a little Dom.
And take a picture of your Lego city. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, send that to us, too.
Send that, okay?
We'll post it online.
Okay. Cool. You're a cool kid.
Yeah, you're the cool kid, Hayden. What's the winning answer? What are these couples arguing about in the car?
I think 39% of couples are arguing about money in their cars.
You know,
this is the greatest call that we've had in a year.
Now, wait a minute, Hayden. Do your mom and dad argue about money?
Nope, never.
Never? No. Oh. So you look over into other cars in the morning, you can tell that's what they're fighting about.
Fighting about money again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would love to say you're right because you just have been a blast to talk to, but that's not the winning answer.
Oh, Hayden.
You're going to have to design another answer and call us back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day at school.
It was nice meeting you. Bye.
Bye.
What a bright kid.
I love that, man. I love that. Now here's Jonah, who's 13. Good morning, Jonah.
Hi.
Hi, Jonah. Hey. Where do you go to school?
I go to Denver Jewish Day School.
Very good. What's your favorite class? What do you like to learn?
Probably history.
That's a good one.
I love
history.
That's great.
Do you have a crush?
No.
Maybe you do and you're just not telling anyone?
Yeah.
No.
Good for you. Keep it that way. Focus on your studies. It's just a distraction.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You got plans on what you want to do when you become an adult?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us.
I honestly like engineering a lot, so...
So you want to drive a train, you're saying?
No, like design things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bridges and buildings.
I was just kidding. We're just kidding, Jonah.
Well, good luck with that.
That's good. You make a lot of money doing that. Yep. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. Jonah, what are these couples arguing about in the car?
I think they're arguing about the route that they're taking.
Oh, you
somebody
know.
Somebody took that,
somebody
right?
took that answer already. Yeah. That's not it.
Darn it.
But I'm glad you called.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
yeah, see you later.
Bye-bye, Jonah. Jonah's all business,
13,
man.
Though, starting to teeter-totter into that, you know.
The voice?
This is too, you know, not very cool. Yeah, and the voice, yeah.
Here's Maya, who's 10. Maya, where do you go to school?
Willow Creek Elementary School.
Oh, that's a great school.
We know Willow Creek.
The Willow Creek what? What's your mascot?
I don't know. It's like a cat or something.
Some kind of cat,
wild
huh?
Cat.
A wildcat.
Oh, wildcat. Okay. Willow Creek, the Willow Creek Wildcats. That makes sense.
That's tough, too.
Hmm. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you know?
A doctor.
Good for you.
Well done.
Do you want to be a surgeon, or do you just want to be like a regular general doctor?
Does throat,
probably like a just a regular one.
Regular one that just
regular
gives
doctor.
Like throat cultures and
sure.
checks your reflexes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy. That's an easy doctor.
I wouldn't want to cut into people either.
No, you just want to look in people's ears and noses.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Charge about $1,200 for a visit and then go on your merry way.
Look at weird rashes.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
No.
No. Maya, 39% of couples argue about this in the car. What are they arguing about?
They're in-laws.
The in-laws.
Great guess.
I can't believe nobody's guessed that yet. That's not it.
Oh, no.
It's a really good try.
Oh, well.
Thank you for calling us.
See you later, Dr. Maya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Olivia.
Hi.
Olivia is 7. Where do you go to school?
I go to RCS.
Is that a good school? Do you like it there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. What are you having for lunch today? Do you know?
I'm having hot lunch.
What's for hot lunch today?
Do you know what they're serving today?
No.
Do you hope it's pizza?
Pigs in a blanket?
Mm.
Yum.
Pizza. Go for pizza.
What's your favorite hot lunch?
I like burgers and pizza.
There you go.
There it is.
Now we're talking,
burgers,
Olivia.
Burgers and pizza.
Olivia, what are these couples arguing about in the car?
Where to park.
And that's a nice, simple guess, isn't it?
Where to park. Oh, my goodness. Olivia, do you like going to Elitch's?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad because Olivia... You just won the mind bender. That's right.
I won.
You won. Can you believe it?
I hear squeaking.
Olivia, who are you talking to?
My mom and my sister.
Is everybody happy right now?
Yes.
That yeah,
is
they
exactly
should be.
Exactly right.
You're very smart.
That's right. 39% of couples argue in the car over where to park.
Does that happen a lot in your car?
Sometimes,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like parking far out so I can walk in, get a little exercise.
Yeah. Olivia, you are the Mindbender champion today. You get to brag about this in school to everybody. You know that? Yes is the answer.
Does.
The answer is yes. You do know that. Here's the next question, Olivia. How big is your brain?
Bigger than any parking space.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
That's great. Olivia, we love talking to you. Now, you hold on. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Hold on. Josh is going to come back and talk to your mom.
Look at that.
I had a blast with this.
These are great kids today.
This is one of the best big brains in the back seat we've ever done.
Yep.
And there you go. Your winning answer, where to park.